The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, 12 of June, 2017. And I have with me today Ron McDonald.
Hey, how you doing, John? I heard you under the weather.
Well, we're all under the weather, unless you're dead, and then you're 6 foot under. Most bizarre thing, my jaw is displaced, still is.
Wow.
But at least I'm able to talk right now. Most bizarre thing I've ever experienced in my life. I mean, if it's physically going to happen to somebody, I have to check the mirror and look at my back to see if it says kick me.
Wow.
The most bizarre thing, I woke up and my jaw was out of place. And I'm like, well, this has got to be temporary, right? Well, it only got worse. And the good news is I've lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
And eating stuff like, potatoes O'Brien or scrambled eggs or noodle soup or whatever the case, whatever entailed me not chewing too much. I mean, I used to have an overbite. I don't have an overbite. My top teeth and my bottom teeth now meet, and they never have in my entire life. So,
wow. I had a comment, but it wasn't for radio.
Okay. tease me then.
I was going to say slurping and sucking is all you can do.
Yeah, well, gosh, wouldn't that be great if I was gay, huh? Well, our buddy Steve Elkins gave me some medical advice, and he said, he says they can probably pop that back in, and I'm thinking, okay. And he suggested I go to a clinic. I don't have health coverage like millions of Americans do, but I'm not out there for Obamacare or Obamacare 2.0. Yeah. I'd just like the government to get the hell out of supposed health care, quit listening to the lobbyists over the years for the medical industry, and that's what it is. It's an industry, and its bottom line is profit, not healing people. Didn't take their Hippocratic oaths seriously. First, do no harm. Well, they totally screwed up an entire generation and probably generations to come. What used to be affordable health care. And I'm even tired of talking about health care. And yes, I would prefer to stay healthy. So would everybody else. I'm sure if we can do a good start by eliminating the poisons that are being put into us, and let's get back to, eating natural foods, not burned out by fertilizers, not contaminated. Please get the fluoride out of the water. That hasn't happened. We've been talking about that for years. There was a story the other day, and it proved that it was false, but, man, they did a good job on this one, that Donald Trump is going to end chemtrails. And they showed Trump and an entourage walking through an airplane equipped with funny-looking tanks in it. Well, it was an entertainment site. You know, how best to entertain people, take the truth, and make a joke out of it. Yeah, okay, I got a sense of humor, but I don't think this is funny. You know, when you see a company like Monsanto, why would a company, Ron, come out with a product that was aluminum resistant?
You know, a corporation has no conscience, and its main goal is profit. That's why.
Well, there seems to be a lot of people making a lot of profit, corporate profit, off of people being sick and people being killed. And geez, is that the measure of a guy, a CEO, that should get millions and millions and millions of dollars and bonuses and golden parachutes? And, you know, it's not the public that's in love with them. They're in love with themselves, and they're going to vote as much as they can for themselves. And it's gone on unabated. You know, I would like to be a major stockholder in a company that's not doing too well, and they keep paying their upper management millions of dollars and bonuses, and aside from his CEO salary, I guess you could call it, and golden parachutes and all that other stuff. I mean, it's just, I was thinking a lot about this over the last week, and Ron, we've created this environment, or we have allowed it to be created, and people are having a hard time trying to distinguish reality from fiction. And it doesn't seem that they have the capability of doing it anymore. You know, the bankers were there wanting you to borrow money for this, that, and the other, the good old middleman. Madison Avenue was doing its best to hold up its corporate end with telling you what you need and why you needed it and why you needed to keep up with the Joneses. Majority of people now live in metropolitan areas. And they're not in the rural areas outside of the influences, let's say. So I'm starting to think that people can't distinguish reality from fiction anymore.
I would tend to agree with you. It's just that, again, we're throwing a lot of information at us, at ourselves. And we can only focus on a couple of things in our life, you know, at times. Anything of great importance we'll concentrate on, but the rest of it we just have to let go. And that includes politics, what's happening in corporations, who's stealing the money, who killed who. I mean, we just don't have – I think human beings don't have the capacity to absorb everything that is really important in their lives.
Well, I've watched the media for this past week, and it's all been about Donald Trump. It's all been about the investigation. I heard a cute quip on Mr. Comey. They called it Comey Island. That's a little take on Coney Island, I guess. But it's just absolute horse manure. You know, perfect segue to that. Senate wants new Russia sanctions with or without proof of meddling. Wow. Now there's a good idea. Let me sharpen up my stick to a very, very sharp point and go find the most dangerous thing I could stick that stick in, maybe a tiger. If I was inside the cage, it'd be really dangerous. Or, say, Russia. Lindsey Graham came out, and this effeminate goofball, and I swear to God, if the people do not fire this guy, I vote to get his home state thrown out of the union. You know, commenting on U.S. Senate plans to push ahead with new sanctions against Russia, despite their failure to get the hoped-for testimony of Trump-Russia collusion from Comey, Russian Senator Alexei Pushkov quipped that this is anti-Russian coalition was simply obsessed with Moscow. On Sunday, Politico reported that a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers from the U.S. Senate is on the verge of a deal to strengthen anti-Russian sanctions, with a big question on the agenda being not whether to move forward with the restrictions, but just how hard to punch how hard a punch to throw at Russia is the way it's worded. Now, according to the publication, the Democrats want to block both Trump from easing current sanctions, and why do we have sanctions on them to begin with? There's another one that will never be examined on Main Street. And introduce new restrictions over Russia's alleged meddling in the 2016 presidential elections. Evidence of which, and even Politico writes this, of remains extremely flimsy. Well, how about extremely non-existent? The Republicans, meanwhile, are more careful. Politico says, although among them, there are hawks like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who are desperately looking for new ways to stick it to the Russians. Well, I've got a way. Lindsey, somebody tell this guy, I got a way to stick it to the Russians. Send Lindsey Graham over there and tell him to run for office. And then watch how fast the Russians stick it to him. Now, speaking to CBS News Face the Nation on Sunday, which, by the way, hardly anybody watches anymore. The only reason I'm talking about it is it's in the body of the story. Speaking to CBS News Face the Nation on Sunday, Graham declared that any member, and I love this, South Carolinians, you people ought to be very proud of this effeminate one here. He said any member of Congress who doesn't want to punish Russia for what they have done is betraying democracy. And if the president doesn't sign the bill to punish Russia, he would be betraying democracy. Well, maybe Lindsey Graham ought to go run for office in a country that's a democracy. What do you think?
I would go for that with him. Why not just take him to Russia and let him let that be his playground?
I'm all for that, man. Although I think there are laws against doing that to elected officials, even though that they are what they are. There's pushback, ramifications, fine, penalty, jail, being declared a terrorist, you name it. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Well, even Tennessee Democrat Senator and Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker predicted that lawmakers would end up with something really, really strong on Russia. They could end up with that. And he said, he went on to say that really, really strong on Russia that can be supported in a very bipartisan way. And of course, Thursday, former FBI Director James Comey told the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing that President Donald Trump did not ask him to drop his probe into alleged Russian meddling into 2016 presidential election. Comey also said that reporting by the New York Times, which alleged that Trump aides were in cahoots with Russian spies, was just plain wrong. Okay, here's a guy that loses his job. I'm sure he's bitter about it, but there is another thing about being under oath and telling the truth. So, I guess nobody is paying attention to this. Now, commenting on the Senate's desperate efforts to hit Russia with more sanctions, despite a lack of evidence against Trump or Moscow, Russian Senator Alexei Pushkov diagnosed the U.S. lawmakers of having an obsession with Russia. And he was quoted as saying, left looking the fool after Comey's testimony, the anti-Russian coalition in the U.S. Senate has decided to strike at relations with Russia through new sanctions. They're obsessed. And Mr. Pushkov has learned the Donald Trump way of getting his message out. He tweeted it. On Sunday, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel called for an end to investigation into Trump's campaign's alleged collusion with Russia. There's been no evidence of it, and I don't think that it should continue. Now, Pushkov noted that the lack of any sort of collusion between Russia and Trump was clear as day, but something hawks, including Arizona Senator. Oh, God, this guy. Here's another one. Arizona, if you don't get this guy the hell out of the Senate, get the hell out of the union. How's that? Let's start. You know, things are protest and all kinds of crap is going really crazy, so, you know, I don't know. Mike, do we have anybody down here that's as bad as John McCain or Lindsey Graham? Okay. Till we hit that threshold, Arizona can't ask us to leave the union. The Senator John McCain just can't seem to wrap their heads around the issue of there was no collusion. Pushkov said of John McCain, the head of the Republicans in the U.S. says it's time to stop investigating Trump's ties with Russia. The fact there are no ties is a no-brainer, but apparently not to McCain and company. I'm so sick of these guys. You know, I mean...
Well, you know, when you think about it, I mean, they want to save face. They're not going to give in. Why would they give in? Why not keep the ruse going, you know?
I don't... the support of our Congress is at an all-time low. Why should they even care what we think about them? Obviously, Ron, they don't. You know, when I see this guy, I can't really say what I really feel about John McCain. I can't find the polite words.
John, I'm reading your thoughts.
Yeah, I. You know, this thing. He's not even a human, I don't think. You know, I think he's a cyborg or something. I don't know.
I think Trump got it right by saying he's not a hero.
No, he sure as hell is not. And when I suggested to the people out in Arizona that the woman that was running against John McCain, and I talked to their election committee and their party, and I asked him, I said, you know, are you aware of the recording that North Vietnam had, the communist, and there was John McCain being a mouthpiece for him? He said, yeah, we've got that, but we're not going to use it. Why not? Why not? I mean, Ron.
Yeah.
I mean, could... That's bizarre to me. That would be like John Wayne coming out and doing a plug for communism. That's how ridiculous it is. I just don't get it. And there's what is happening in this country, whether people want to put a label on it or not. We have a bunch of people that are disenfranchised with our government. They are not happy. A lot of them are jobless. A lot of them have lost their life savings. A lot of people are in a lot of pain. And then rather than examining the fix to the problem, and this has happened in every communist coup, they just keep pumping up the dissension, getting people hating each other, and, you know, violent revolution, and there you go. I look at this and I go, wow. There are not enough people pushing back against these people, because what did they do, Ron? It was admittedly a perfect ploy, and they got all their bases covered. You can't call them communists. You know, if they're going to accuse you of voting for Donald Trump, you're being a racist. What do you think is going to happen when you start outright calling them communists?
Yeah. You know, the greatest disappointment I have in Donald Trump is Hillary's not in prison.
Yeah, I as well. And you know what? You know, his campaign promise to drain the swamp, that would have been the absolute perfect, not just right, the perfect thing to do, because there's a lot of people that were in cahoots. Now, Donald Trump... You know, I don't know if you keep wanting to govern with a fractured government, but that's the way it is. They've said it's going to stay that way. So what the hell do you have to lose? You know, okay, we'll take the cranked up and heated, oh, you're a misogynist, oh, you're a hater, you're a this, you're a that. You know, I'll take that. And for the life of me, I know Hillary Clinton, not only taking Hillary Clinton down, but half the damn Senate and Congress as well, I'm sure, with other key people in government. Drain the swamp? We want our country back. Donald, what are you doing, man? Please, tell me, what are you doing?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall.
Now, this is newsworthy. Former communist, still a communist, but happens to be the head of Germany, Angela Merkel. She's lecturing U.S. on building walls while she's down in Mexico. And, of course, not being satisfied with ruining Europe, Angela Merkel here went to Mexico this week and lectured the United States on building walls. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, during her visit Saturday to Mexico, spoke out against building walls, saying the construction of physical borders won't fix problems with immigration. Obviously, she said, the main reason for people leaving must be addressed on first sight, which means putting up walls and cutting oneself off will not solve the problem. She went on to say, it's an issue you can study well in history, of China with the Great Wall. You can study the history of the Roman Empire. Essentially, only when great empires have managed to forge sensible relationships with their neighbors and to manage migration has it been a success. Gee, Ron, did she miss something here? The United States used to be a success until communists like herself moved in.
Yeah, No, I'm just saying myself, my God, we're talking about a wall that prevent the common citizen of Mexico from crossing over the border. We're not talking about the Mexico country itself. We're talking about those radical citizens that come over.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, East Germany, I used to fly patrol over the Berlin Wall, as they called it. And I never saw anybody from West Germany trying to run into East Germany.
Yes.
I don't see Americans beating a path to Mexico and illegally crossing the border to get into Mexico. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. I hate to burst your bubble, but Fox breaking news story right now on evidence of a Russian collusion. It appears that the Donald Trump's son, Barron, was caught passing a note to a Russian foreign exchange student. The teacher retrieved the note, and it said, "Make America great. Vote for my dad." So.
I wish you would have passed a note off to off to that same kid. So, please allow John McCain in your country so you can disappear him. Now that might be worth a sanction or two, getting rid of a U.S. senator, but hey, we'll take the chance with that.
Nice to hear you back on the air, John.
Well, and, you know, I followed your advice, Doctor. Dr. Steve. And it's a little bit better, but like I said, I used to have an overbite, and I don't anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, if I was over there, John, I'd smack you on the other side, and I'd put it back in place for you.
Jeez, I guess I deserve to be smacked. But what if you just made it worse? I mean, this, you know, you gave me some good advice there, but I'm going to wait a few more days here before I think about going into a hospital that I couldn't afford to pay the bill in the first place.
Yeah, I think if you bring down that inflammation, John, it'll pop back in place. It's an inflammatory process right now that's kind of throwing you off alignment. So if you bring down the inflammation, it should pop back in place.
Well, man, you know, I know what pain is. I can deal with pain. I've had blown-out knees, anterior cruciate ligaments shredded like tissue paper. I've walked on busted ankles. Hell, I had a little motorcycle accident 7 years ago. Broke 9 ribs, scapula, the collarbone. Put a hole in my head. I dealt with that. I've dealt with a lot of pain in my life. But this, I mean, but I lost 10 pounds.
I guess something good came out of it then.
I guess so. I just
talk to you guys later.
Okay, thanks. I just hope when my job goes back into place, I don't find it. Abdul in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Good evening, John and Ron.
Hi.
First and foremost, it's an honor to be able to call in and speak what's on my mind. And to that John McCain guy, that fake, that fraud, I honestly think that the people in Arizona got to do something about him. Vote him out of office, kidnap him. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Do something to get him out. He is senile and crazy.
Well, he's worse. I don't know if he's nuts, but he's got some kind of mental illness, and I don't know what it is. Hey, hang on a second. I hear the bump in my ear. Hang on, Abdul. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number to the network. And shy of a third world war, nuclear exchange, or us dumping the Fed, it's a slow news day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just the same.
Alrighty, we're back. Abdul in Minneapolis. Continue, sir.
Okay, just a quick point about the wall here in the U.S. Let's talk about the wall in China. Didn't they call that the Great Wall of China, and it happened to be the Seven Wonders of the World, and millions of people flock to it in awe of the lovely wall that China has? Let's take the same idea and concept and apply it to America. Let's build a Great Wall of America so people can come visit the wall and look how pretty it is and admire that.
I don't know if this is a fake news story or not. I haven't had time to research it out. It seems we have to research everything that we see now because they're getting real sophisticated with putting fake news stories out there that look real. I mean, you know, that for us to react that way, Abdul, I mean, we've known this about the mainstream media for a number of years. We know who runs it and controls it. And, you know, I always looked at it with a jaundiced eye. Unless they were reporting something that they were trying to stir something up or putting out just absolute blatant lies, which, you know, if I had a list of the many times the government told the truth versus the lies, how do you think that scale would tilt?
Wouldn't be fair.
No.
And to the notion of that, you know, you got these so-called Republicans and Democrats calling for war with whoever they want these days. I think there should be an amendment to the War Powers Act to where that anyone who votes for war is required to have a family member in the service. If not, one would be chosen for them. I bet that changed their idea of war real quick.
Well, it used to be that if we had a justification for going to war, we had this little process that Congress had to declare it. And the politicians would have to give up in giving their reasons for or against it. And that's the way the process used to work. Now, with this imminent threat that the Senate can't move fast enough, you know, Congress assembled, can't move fast enough, the president has to have the ability to respond immediately to terroristic threats. So, therefore, we gave the keys to the war chest to the president. They don't have to declare anything anymore. We can go anywhere. Well, we've been doing it. But at least we come up with justifiable or at least plausible lies. Well, then we don't have to even bother doing that anymore. We've gone straight from that to corporate Pentagon, whatever. Let's go kill a million or so people.
Right.
Abdul, I don't know how to stop these clowns. I mean, we've got a couple of pressing issues, and one of them, I mean, I'll be honest, I was looking at Jeff Rentz. He's got to have 50 stories up there about what the evil Muslims are doing over in Europe. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know, would we have a problem here? Would we have any sort of problem if we were taking care of our own business and staying out of the business of other countries? You know, I guess it doesn't matter to the American people anymore. The politicians lied to us to get us into these wars. We've been going after Afghanistan for 15 years now, and I think that's officially the longest war, if you can even call it that, that we've been involved with. I mean, it just never stops. So even based on lies going into the Middle East, we still can't have the courage to back out of this one. And for some people, up to and including going to war with Russia. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know what, John, to that point, I think that it's upon us and patriots like ourselves, hold on, son, is for us to refocus our energy and our efforts, changing the narrative away from foreign issues and refocusing on American issues. That's what Trump ran on. That's what we have to hold him accountable to, is let's talk about our banking system. Let's talk about the crisis that is at hand for the economy. Let's talk about how we put real jobs back to the American people, how we prosper and grow our country and our nation. And let's talk about re-educating these commies into the way of America. Like, we can't, the patriots, we cannot fight these fools in the street. What we have to do is gather amongst ourselves and people who think like us and who agree with our politics and go out and change what goes on in our government. Forget these commies out in the street. They're nothing to us. We can step right over them and still get the job done that we need to take our country back.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I just, you know, we have people openly, and these are the more courageous ones that will say, I'm a Marxist communist. Look, they'll come out right out and tell you that. Now, for most Americans, Abdul, they would hear an insane statement like that coming from a person living inside this country that claimed to be a communist and a full-blown Marxist. You'd point at him and laugh at him. And then ask him to, you know, please get your hat and go to a nice communist country. You'll be more, you know, why are you here? Why are you here in this country proclaiming to be a Marxist communist? There are many other communist countries in this world that you can pick and choose from. And if it's too communist and it's too destitute, no, go pick a socialist country. There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any rate, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you for your time, John.
All righty.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Well, you didn't ask me, Ron.
Well, I was going to ask you, but I was also going to mention the commercial I heard, not this last break, but the break before, about donating to RBN.
Seems that when we did that ad, donations dropped off.
Are you kidding me?
Well, our goal was $34,000, and I'll tell you exactly what's happened here. We are now in the 12th day of June. We started this on May Day. May 1st. May 1st. Let me get that right, yeah. So we've been doing this now for almost 6 weeks. And what we've managed to pull in donations is roughly, $12,000. So one-third of the way to the pledge drive, but it took us 6 weeks to get there. And this is what I was trying to explain to people, that, you know, when we do a pledge drive, and P.J. Barton and I talked about this, you know, he was my grand engineer behind the pledge drive and contacting the host and running ads on the network, thinking that that would garner the support necessary. Let's get in, get it done, get out. And that was going to be our major pledge drive for the year. Now it's just dragging out. Now I'm 2 weeks into a month that I don't have any money for. And it's maddening. It's more than maddening. It's crazy. You know, and just as we're being affected, a lot of people out there are being affected as well. We know and we get that. It's just that where do we want to put our resource to keep what is important at hand? So I don't know what to do. I don't. I don't know. I the only thing I can ask people is please, for God's sakes, for our sakes, for all of our sakes, donate to the network. You know, I mean, here's a slow news day. We're not going to war with Russia. Comey said, hey, no big deal. The big non-news of the day is here's another day without going after Hillary Clinton and putting her in jail, which should be done. You know, I'm sitting back and watching the idiocy. You know, Donald Trump didn't run against Barack Obama. You know, and for a man supposedly a good man, why doesn't he come out and say, look, you know, I had an 8-year run. Hey, I was president. There were people who didn't like the idea. I was in the White House for whatever reason. You need to back off of Donald Trump. He's now your president. Now, whether he will be, I mean, he could come out and turn it political at that point. You know, he could turn on this note saying, well, you know, he's going to be president for the first and last 4 years. And we'll have a nice Democrat as president next cycle. Do something. But no. And what I've seen, Ron, out of Congress assembled, half of those assets don't need to be around. They really do not. And I don't think they understand that this anger, it's still building in America. It is still building. The release was Donald Trump. You saw it there. The election that wasn't supposed to be turned out to be so. But they don't get it. This just isn't, Trump first or never Trumps. You know, it's not a political battle. These are the American people looking around in absolute disgust and saying, you know what? You're not worth a tinker's damn either. And I think people, I think Donald Trump accomplished some things that the plan, it wasn't set out to be this way. But if Donald Trump can get elected in this country, maybe we might have a chance to get rid of a Lindsey Graham out of South Carolina or a John McCain out of Arizona. That people may get the idea that, well, you know, it's not a total Nirvana move here. But we can make the situation a little bit better by getting rid of those disgusting people, or those people that don't even support and defend the Constitution. I mean, it's the one big thing, and I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million times more if necessary. You know, getting jobs back? Huh. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that with a broke financial system? You know, and Ron, in my estimation, it's just all lip service, and it's a feel-good, you know, five-second moment. Yeah, we need more jobs. The damn system's falling apart. And right at the very nexus, right at the very center of this, are our middlemen people that have proved to the entire world that they're not worth keeping around. They're worth throwing in jail, maybe even worse. But it was a contract. They did a contract with the federal government, didn't they?
Yes, I do. You know, I think everyone would be pleased. I'd vote for Donald Trump if he did actually start cleaning the swamp. Don't worry about the wall. Don't worry about anything else. Start cleaning that swamp. So now you're going to have people behind him versus people in opposition to him.
Well, I mean, how much more ridiculous does this have to get? I mean, you got over-the-hill, fair-to-middling comedians that think that it's okay to hold up a severed head.
Yeah.
You know, there. I guess, and I don't have the story up in front of me, but I guess there was a play that happened, that it was the old Julius Caesar that just happened to look like Trump in a Trump suit with a Trump hairstyle with a Trump power tie on. I mean, this is how bizarre this is getting. And you probably heard this one before. I mean, if anybody would have done anything like this when Barack Obama was in office, could you imagine what the hell would have happened?
Yeah.
I mean, feature this. A comedian holding up the severed head of Barack Obama. Oh my God! you would have thought that the worst sin of the world was committed. But it's just I don't get it. You know, I mean, what are they rooting for, or what were they against? Was it against Donald Trump? Was it for Hillary? And I've run into a lot of people that post this election have told me, there's a good reason why I wouldn't have voted for Hillary Clinton. She's a crook. You can't believe her. She's dishonest. And it doesn't matter how many times in our own circles, here's the problem. In our own circles, we can tell each other the truth, and that's fine. But who outside of our circle has learned the truth? Who are we depending on here? The mainstream media? Somebody to wake up one morning and say, wow, I could have had a V8, instead I'll tell the truth? What? It just doesn't stop. Brent in Dallas. Hello, Brent.
Hello, John. Sorry to hear about your mouth. Hope it gets better.
Well, I'm straining it right now, but bumping my gums is what I do, so I've got to put up with it for today.
I talked to you one time, I think in private, and I asked you what your cost per minute was. So on your own words, about $12,000 a month now you got it down to, right?
Yeah, about that.
Well, if you figure 12 hours for 30 days just as a blanket, it comes up to be approximately 56 cents rounded off per minute.
And that's just based on a 12-hour broadcast day?
Right.
56 cents a minute?
Yep, and it doesn't include Robert Ravolt's extra hour that gets kicked in there every once in a while.
That doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, does it, to run an entire network with 32 talk show hosts on it?
Not unless you move home and set up office there, and then you probably get it down to about $2,500 or something like that. But the thing is...
You did all that math. How do you figure I'd save all that money? My rent here at the office is $1,300. What else am I supposed to get rid of?
Yeah, you'd save that, I guess, but I don't know. Anyway, 56 cents a minute, something for your, people that do contribute and your listeners, you could maybe work something in where, I did contribute, by the way, what I could, and I'm one of those very poor folk, so I appreciate all those people that do support the network here so that I've been able to ascertain the knowledge that I've ascertained out of your programs, and I really appreciate that very much from all those that did contribute. But I think more notification and more, letting the people, not notification, what's the word I'm looking for? More cognizance of who the listeners are that want to be or will allow themselves to be recognized when they call in as a contributor, that they get consideration for that. And we're looking at 56 cents a minute. if you just figure, let's say, a dollar a minute or something like that, you, that's your currency. So you, your currency is allowing a lot of these call-inners and your broadcasters to broadcast in a way that will get to people. And when they call in, you know, have them put in a dollar a minute or something, you know, or else have a contributor back them or some sort of system of that nature. And you could even at certain times have a little market in the background where the cost per minute goes up because we got a hot topic and everybody's calling in, you know, and then just weigh it that way.
Or
you and the broadcasters.
Or I could make it just a strictly pay-for site that if you want to listen to anything coming out of Republic Broadcasting, you got to pay for it. And I don't want to do that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
No, I'm not saying that. Hang on a second. I'm not saying that you are. Hang on, Brent.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back talking to Brent in Dallas about pledge drives. You know, we've got a, if you go up to our website and you hit the donate button, you know, that'll allow you to donate as much as you care to, but you can also be a donor automatically deducted. You know, you can make it a payment You don't even have to fool with it. It just automatically becomes deducted. You know, we've tried many things. And, you know, I don't want to get desperate to the point of just making this, say, like our buddy up there in Dallas, John B. Wells. You can listen to some sampling of his program, but unless you're a member of his little club, you don't get to hear him. Now, that's just one man. Here we've got we've got 32 talk show hosts. So I don't know the answer to this.
Okay, well look at the model that has been presented and is working for the last 7 years, I think, for freedomslips.com, American Freedom Radio. They have two studios with about 30-something broadcasters, and they rely entirely upon donations from their listeners. And look at that model, and he's down to around $2,500 per month for cost on his equipment and that type of thing. But he's just operating at cost. He doesn't have any employees per se.
You know, well, not per se. He doesn't have any employees at all.
Right. Everything is completely volunteer, but that's a model, okay? I'm saying how you could work that in with yours. You might want to explore that opportunity.
Well, I can automate. I can automate the whole damn thing. But there are certain problems with automating.
He's not automated. It's live. There's call in, and it's growing, and it's prospering. So it's a model. But if you go to completely, you know, listener-supported scenario, but I think you're a hybrid of in a sense, and I think your forte is in the intelligence and is in the banking and that type of thing. And there's a lot of great information that comes over RBN. So. I'm just saying there's some way to work out in your currency to have somebody get on like myself and waste all this time trying to get some innovative approaches to your currency, which is you're allowing people to broadcast to the world over your network at 56 cents a minute. And try and work around that and give something back to your listeners, and some recognition is the word I was trying to think of. Give some recognition to them, these donors, these people that are supporting you.
Mention
their names, boy.
Brent, yeah. I have done that in the past. Anybody that mails in a donation, they are sent a thank you note in the mail.
Right, and then tell them that, hey, when they call in, have a list of those people that have donated, and when they get on the air, that there's recognized. Yes, you're a donator, and we appreciate it. And here, go ahead and say what you need to say, and you know, that kind of thing. You've got a few minutes here you can spare for them. And if somebody calls in, you know, ask them if they've donated. You know, have you by any chance donated? You know, you're burning up 56 cents a minute here. Let's go.
All right, Brent, I'm at the top of the hour. Thank you for your call.
We'll
be back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay, then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.